Well, look who's back. Hey, fellers.
Hey there, fellers.
That's not going to make the top five things, but we did find a new review guy that did a review of a incredibly melted Sonic shake, or slushy, not a shake. A melted shake would be even grosser somehow, right?
Yeah.
He keeps referring to the audience as fellers, and I want to steal that. I want to make that our thing. This is David Darren's top five things. It's a review of what we got done on our morning show. You can hear it on Planet 93.9. We'll get started
here. All of that checks out.
Yeah, right. We'll get started with the number...
Number one.
Yeah, number one.
Number one.
Number one.
Burger King employee retires after 27 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Kevin Ford's his name. He's 60 years old.
Yeah.
Started working at the Burger King as a single father so he could gain custody of two children.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Never missed a shift in the 27 years.
Wow.
Uh-huh. He had a job, I guess. This is at the Las Vegas Airport branch of Burger King. I've been through that airport a million times. I'll share this with you. I had no idea there was a Burger King in that airport.
27 years, never got off the French fryer.
He worked at the Burger King at the Vegas airport. And when he retired here at the age of 60, he was offered a bag of candy, a coffee tumbler,
or
a handful of pens.
The choice is yours.
No, they put together a little package for him.
Oh, okay.
Here's the package.
Pick something nice.
It's not like the old Wheel of Fortune. All right, you can pick out a couple of things.
And I'll take the rest in a gift certificate.
Yeah, put the rest on a charge account. No, they gave him a big gift. They made a big deal of his last day. They gave him a bag of candy, a coffee tumbler, a lanyard, and some Burger King pens. Oh, and also a movie ticket. Here you go. Go see a movie now that you're not working at Burger King anymore. He posts the video of this ceremony that they did for him. And people were outraged that Burger King didn't do more for this guy.
Yeah.
30 years of working there almost. And, you know, he got a couple of pens and a single movie ticket. So then they started a GoFundMe for this guy. And now it's up to over $157,000.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. Never missed a shift in his 27 years of work. They say, how did you do that? He says, I don't know myself. I don't know how I did that.
One day at a time. Maybe, one shift at a time.
Maybe I'm a robot, he says. I just never thought about taking
maybe
a day
I'm
off.
Mr. Roboto.
I just try to work as hard as I can, whatever I do. 60 seems awful young to be retiring from Burger King. I mean, God bless, but you got a couple more years.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you're really trying to hold his feet to the fire, aren't you?
Seems to me that... when does Social Security kick in?
Well, you can start getting it at 62 if you'd like.
Seems to me calling it quits a little early here.
That's a nice round number. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Apparently, the reason he stayed working there all these years is that the Burger King at the airport offers, their words here, amazing health insurance. No way, no one is asking for money, but he's getting it now. And now the fundraising, since this thing was launched on Tuesday, it's over $157,000 for this guy. Including, apparently, David Spade. David Spade chipped in $5,000 for
I know
this
that
guy.
Burger King.
He must really enjoy that Burger King. Hasn't missed work in nearly 3 decades. And David Spade's like, that's great. Here's $5,000. Wow. David Spade taking care of this guy better than the Burger King people. here you go. Here's a coffee tumbler and some pens. Okay, Spade writing here, keep up the good work, 27 years.
I don't want to keep up the good work. That's why I'm quitting.
Keep up the good work.
What do you keep up the good work? That's,
this $5,000 is under the understanding that you don't go anywhere.
It's the one thing you don't say to someone who's retiring.
Keep up the good work.
Right. No. Opposite of that. I'm done with keeping up the good work. Don't you get this?
I don't want to do this anymore.
No, I'm sleeping in. I'm going to go work in the garden where there are no deep fryers.
The goal, I guess, was $175,000. And right now they're at $159,065 for Kevin. Oh my gosh, it's even worse. I'm looking at the candy that they gave him. It was a bag of Lifesavers candy. Oh, that's worst. That's the slap in the face right there. You're gonna give a guy Lifesavers?
Is it like the Lifesavers book? Like you get at Christmas?
No, it's just random Lifesavers. That's a slap in the face, is what that is. They say, in no way are we asking for money. Or is he expecting any money? But if anyone feels like blessing him, he would love to visit his grandchildren. Well, if you're not asking for money, why did you set a goal of $175,000 for the GoFundMe? Also, I'd like to take a look at the permanent record. He hasn't missed a day in 27 years.
Okay, before I do anything...
Before I send a penny...
I'm going to need some documentation. Yeah,
you say that.
You. Well,
nobody, if you've been working at Burger King for 27 years, I guarantee...
There's a shift you had to turn down.
There's nobody working now that was there when you started.
No.
So, you know, maybe you haven't missed a work in the last 3 years.
Every time someone starts anew, I tell them I haven't missed once.
Exactly.
And just perpetuate the story.
You know, I've never missed a shift.
Is that right?
Well, what have you been here, 3 weeks? Yeah, I've been here 27 years. I've never missed a shift, and there's no way you can check that.
Remember, and there's no way you can check that.
That seems like an odd thing to throw in.
It is a strange thing to say.
Those records are sealed.
Why would they sealed? It's sealed until I've been dead for 100 years.
It's like the Kennedy assassination stuff.
Yeah. They won't unseal those for another 100 years.
You won't know if I missed a day off until Henry Kissinger's dead. What do you think of that?
And that's never going to happen.
Never going to happen. Now, if you excuse me, back to the fryer for me. I've never been promoted. Also never missed a day in 27 years.
And you can't check on that.
And I invented the Whopper. No one gives me the credit, but everybody knows it's true.
Even though I didn't win that lawsuit... I clearly invented the Whopper.
Everybody knows it.
Everyone knows it.
Should say home of Kevin's Whopper, because I was the one that said what we need is a Whopper of a sandwich.
See, I had Whopper, but it only had one P in it, and that's how they got around it.
That's how these sons of guns got me.
They put a second P in there, and there was not a damn thing I could do about it.
I wrote the recipe for the Whopper on a napkin. And I left the napkin right there on that table. When I went to look for it, it was gone.
And the thing about the Whopper is, it's just a hamburger. There's nothing special about it at all.
Yeah, what is a Whopper?
It's just a hamburger.
Is it bigger than a regular hamburger?
They
don't... Like, a Big Mac is different from a regular hamburger.
Yeah, you got different things going on, yes.
Whopper is the signature hamburger.
It's a hamburger.
What does that even mean?
It's just got some lettuce, tomato, and onion on it. Maybe some pickles and cheese.
They're claiming that the original Whopper was created by the co-founder of Burger King, James McLemore, in 1957. And it sold originally for 37 cents. No, it wasn't 1957. It was 27 years ago. My first day here.
It was. And you can't prove it.
And I am the Iron Man. I am the Ripken. I'm the Cal Bloody Ripken of Burger King. As far as you know, there's no way for you to check.
Always with the no way you can check.
He created the burger after he noticed a rival restaurant in Gainesville, Florida, was succeeding by selling a larger burger. Believing that the success of the rival product was due to its size, he came up with the Whopper.
So it's just a little bit, it's a bigger hamburger, tiny bit.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
So a Whopper is just like a quarter pounder. Is that the kind equivalent? Of. Is a quarter pounder and a Whopper the same thing?
I suppose they're the closest. Well, no, does a quarter pounder doesn't have lettuce on it, does it?
Oh, no, you're right, it doesn't. Did I tell you this quick story?
And I don't think it has tomato. Does it have tomato on it?
A quarter pounder?
Yeah. Doesn't a quarter pounder just simply have pickles and onions and
meat.
Meat and cheese and ketchup and mustard, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. But a Whopper has lettuce and all that other stuff. All right.
Accoutrement. You know what? I just cleaned the bathrooms an hour ago, and there's no way you can check on it.
Never know.
Actually, there is. There's a. It's on the back of the.
No, no one believes that chart.
Who are you gonna, no, it's on. You're supposed, gonna believe it. You're supposed to sign off on it on the back. It's on the back of the door. You're gonna go by that?
You're gonna believe a chart on a bathroom wall in a filthy Burger King. Or a man who's never missed a day, as far as you know, in 27 years.
I cleaned that bathroom 2 hours ago. There's no way you can check on it.
There's no way you can check on it. Actually, there is, though.
I can just go in there and see if it's clean.
Nope.
No.
No, because then your eyes play tricks on you. To your untrained eyes, it may look dirty. I've been here every day for 27 years. Never you called
gonna,
in
you
sick
You gonna
once.
Believe your own eyes, or are you gonna believe me?
What are you gonna believe? The Iron Horse of the Los Angeles or Las Vegas Airport Burger King or your lion eyes.
Yeah.
What are you gonna trust?
Look at these French fry burns. Some of those look intentional.
Look at these grease calluses on these hands. You think you get this from calling in sick? Mm. Not on your life. I've never once missed a shift at Burger King. Because let me tell you something. When the people want to fly home from Vegas, or when they arrive here, they want Burger King sandwiches. Hamburger sandwiches.
Oh, sure, they're going to throw them up.
I know that my work is going to be spilt all over the strip. I understand that. You think I don't know that? I've never missed a day, as far as you know, in 27 years, and you can't check on that. So how dare you, the temerity to stand here before me, a man who's worked 27 years at this airport Burger King, and question me? How dare you, madam?
I cleaned your toilets.
I make your hamburger sandwich. How dare you? David Spade gave me $5,000 in recognition of my excellence. I've never missed a day, as far as David Spade knows. I've never missed a day.
I've never seen one of his movies, and you can't check on that.
I've never seen Joe Dirt once. You can't prove it.
What is going on? The man's lost his mind.
I don't know why the Burger King guy is now talking like drunken, rambling Judy Garland. I pleased your husbands. I pleased your children. I made your hamburger sandwiches, you sons of bitches. Where's my $5,000, David Spade? I never missed a day at this Las Vegas Airport Burger King, as far as you or anybody else can prove. Jeez, settle down,
man. Okay, God, he was so up until this retirement.
All I asked was, where do we keep the straws? Why are you yelling at me?
I'm going to stick my head in that fry daddy.
I'll teach you and David Spade a lesson. That got
Take it easy.
Wow, that really escalated quickly. It's a meal in itself, the Burger King Whopper. I'm in Macomb for the weekend for my wife's reunion. You know, it's Heritage Days, which is a big deal down there. And my son is staying at my in-laws. And he says that he would like a breakfast from McDonald's there.
Okay.
I got your mic off, by the way, so we're not listening to you. Darren's microphone just fell off. He got so worked up over David Spade and the lack of proof of this guy's claims. Darren's back. My kid is like, hey,
I would like a McDonald's breakfast.
Give me breakfast from McDonald's. You betcha. So I look at the...
Did you have to ask what he wanted, or you know what he wants?
No, I could have told you what he wanted because he gets the same thing. He's just like his father. We tend to order one thing.
Glom on to one thing, and then that's it, and then don't try anything.
Listen, adventurous palates, that's not our family thing. That's not on our... It's not in our crest, somebody trying something new. That's just not how we roll.
How barbaric.
So he wants me to go grab him breakfast, which I'm, of course, happy to do. But I realize, oh, man, it's like 10:15. And rollover time is at 10:30.
So let me throw this out there then.
Yeah.
If it happens to be lunch, mm-hmm. would you want that?
No, he was very insistent on getting breakfast.
I want breakfast.
And he's 13. So he probably just rolled out of bed at 10 a.m. Sure, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So
growing spurt.
I get to the McDonald's there in Macomb, and the line is ridiculously long. And I realize there is zero chance that I'm going to get to that window before 10:30.
For breakfast.
And then I remember there's an app.
You got an app.
I use the app on my phone.
Uh-huh.
I order the breakfast for him on the...
Make your way to the little pickup area.
His egg biscuit and his hash brown. Exactly. I order the app, I pay for it, and because I'm using the app, I'm able to get free hash browns.
Just an egg biscuit?
So, one egg biscuit, one hash brown. That's what he wanted for breakfast.
No sausage? No bacon?
No, he takes it
just an egg on a biscuit?
He takes a flat egg. A flat egg sandwich.
I'll tell you what I want.
Here we go.
Here we go. Flat egg sandwich again.
That's what he gets every time. So I get him the order, and then I go inside, and I'm waiting, and... They're what we used to call in the fast food business.
Slammed.
They are in the weeds, as it were to say. They had just a hard time keeping up with the orders. So I knew it was going to take some time. And I'm standing there, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and more people are waiting and waiting. And they're running orders out the window. They're running orders out the front door. This one kid kept having to... They had, like, blue McDonald's uniforms. And this kid had to keep running things out. Because you know when the drive-through line is just so backed up and they send people ahead? And this kid had to keep putting on a yellow Day-Glow vest so he didn't get hit in the parking lot. And it was fun to watch because he would run to the door with the food and then remember, oh, I forgot my vest.
Oh, God.
And then he'd run back and put on his vest. And then he'd run back out. And then he'd come in and take off his vest. And then he'd have to grab a bag. He'd go to the door and be like, son of a gun, I forgot that vest again.
I did it again.
It was great fun to watch. But after about 20, 25 minutes of waiting for a hash brown and an egg biscuit sandwich, you know, I'm starting to tap my toes a little and look at my watch and kind of stand by the desk like, you know, what's going on here?
Uh-huh.
Finally, they call my number and they give me the bag with the kid's egg biscuit and his hash brown. Now, the hash brown, as I told you before, and what I think is the most interesting story you're going to hear all day.
Yes.
The hash brown was free because I used it and I used the app.
Yeah.
So the price was like $2.60, right? Yes. But when he hands me the bag, the kid behind the counter goes, sir, we're going to offer you a full refund because your wait was ridiculous.
Oh, look at that.
That was a ridiculous amount of time to wait. And I said, okay, well, that'll work. You know, I kept my cool. I said, I use the app to order. I don't know if that makes a difference. He goes, we have to refund the full price, the full price of the meal.
Oh.
So even though the hash browns were free,
they
gave me a refund for that too.
You made money.
I got paid to get my kid breakfast.
This is the most interesting story I've heard all day.
They gave me $4.60.
Did you tell him that?
What? I said I ordered on the app.
Yeah, more.
And he said, because I said, you know, the hash browns, you know, were free or whatever. Because I'm thinking.
You're trying to let him know that I didn't pay for these hash browns anyway.
Exactly. I don't need to be there for 15 minutes as we try to figure out what the refund should be on the free hash browns. And he just says, we have to give you the full price of the meal. So he prints the receipt out or whatever, and he hands me the cash, and off I go. Now I got $4.60 in my pocket that I did not have because I didn't have any cash on me, right?
Because
I ordered through the app.
I burnt rubber.
Uh-huh.
And tore off.
I drop off the egg sandwich at my in-law's house. Uh-huh. And then my wife, who's still at the hotel's like, I'd love it if you got me a coffee. So I go to get her a coffee, and the price of the coffee was exactly $4.60. It was like $4.60.
You're kidding me.
No.
You should.
So the coffee was free,
and
the meal was free.
It's like a Twilight Zone.
It was the greatest morning ever. I got my son breakfast and my wife a coffee, and it cost me a penny.
Don't be offended.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
There's no way you can check on this. I didn't keep the receipts, Darren.
That's exactly right. This is the sort of story that has no receipts. Mm-hmm. I do not be offended.
No offense taken.
But
you'd be a fool to believe my tale.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
But I assure you it's true. Number two. Did you see this story of one of our swimmers
who Yes.
passed out in the pool while she was doing a routine?
Now, what kind of event was this? Because it wasn't a diver, right?
No.
And she wasn't swimming against other people.
Anita Alvarez is a synchronized swimmer.
With who?
I think she was doing solo stuff.
How is that synchronized?
Synchronized to the music, isn't it?
Okay.
Synchronized.
She's in the pool.
To the music, yeah.
A very deep pool.
Yeah.
And she's doing a routine.
Right.
And she finishes the routine and passes out.
She fainted.
Fainted.
In the water.
And so the coach jumps in there and gets her.
Yeah, thank God.
Now, I thought I saw where they said that this has happened before.
It has. Yeah.
Anita
Alvarez is 25 years old. She was representing us in the World Aquatics Championship. And while she was doing her artistic swimming, she fainted immediately after her artistic routine in the solo free final and sank to the bottom of this pool.
That's not normal.
Her coach, Andrea Fuentes, leapt in to save her. And then another swimmer comes and lends a hand. They were able to get her out of the pool. She wasn't breathing. They got her face above the surface before they moved her out of the water. And then she came to and got medical attention there by the pool. And they took her away from the pool on a stretcher, which is not the sort of thing that you typically see at a synchronized swimming event. She's okay. They checked all of her vitals and everything is okay. And she's saying, you know, I would really like us to talk about what the team is doing, and let's not focus on...
Well, stop fainting then.
Well, I mean, she must have some sort of condition or something, right?
Clearly. I don't know if deep water is your bag.
You may want to think about pursuing some other interest.
Can't they do some sort of synchronized swimming in a more shallow pool?
Officially, it's got, you know, like zero acceptance, you know.
I don't swim.
Lawrence doesn't swim. So, I mean, no, of course not. Nobody is just going to walk up and hand us a gold medal, especially since men's synchro isn't even in the 88 Olympics yet.
But that's okay, because we could use the time. Because I'm not that strong a swimmer.
No, you're not.
Her coach is a hero for saving her. And this is her coach is someone who's won a couple of medals in the Olympics. Anita saying here on Instagram, thank you, everyone. We'll give a brief update soon. But in the meantime, know that I'm okay and healthy.
Yeah, well, I hope she stays okay. I just don't know that I've ever seen synchronized swimming by yourself.
He's synchronized to the music. You're right. Synchronized swimming implies that there's at least one other person.
Yeah, there's going to be a routine.
Well, they do solo stuff, man. You know, like this is her solo.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It took her passing out in the pool for us to realize that you can synchronize swim by yourself. She says, I appreciate all the messages and hope everyone can respect that my team and I still have 2 more days of competition to be focused on here in Budapest. Whether that's in the water for me or on the sidelines by myself and expert medical staff.
I wonder if there's a senior division.
Because if
there's one thing I could maybe do.
Solo synchronized swimming?
Yeah.
What would your routine be? I think I know exactly what it would be.
What song I would...
Oh, Oh, I've never been so sure of anything in my life.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then why don't you just tell me what it would be?
Oh, God, this... So you'd only do it...
Well, and I would prefer a pool that I can touch the bottom.
You'd only do it in a...
Yeah, like a six, you know.
Like a wading pool, synchronized, solo synchronized swimming.
Right.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, to honor America, please welcome Darren Pitra.
I'll let the judges jump.
Darren Pitra here to honor America with his wading pool routine.
Not only honor America, the world.
Just splashing around. Now he's doing the robot. He's like in the water. Taking his toes out of the water.
Actually, just cleaning in between my toes.
Now he's on his back like an otter eating a clam.
I just brought real clams.
Of your waking mind, there lies another time where darkness and light are one. As you tread the halls of sanity,
prancing around in sequined trunks.
Okay, I'm gonna start thrashing around here pretty good.
I have a message on another time.
Oh, please make this happen. I asked for so little, Darren. Make this happen.
Now, this is where I'm playing the water like a drum.
Oh, my God. We could charge money for people to see this. Put together a routine. We'll do this on the last day of summer, just before they let all the dogs jump in the pool. You're out there in some sort of Richard Simmons sequined trunk ensemble.
It's a bassitard.
Wearing goggles and one of those nose clips for the few times you go underwater.
With the tiniest little fin on the back.
Darren Pitra doing solo men's synchro to ELO's prologue Twilight.
They don't even really recognize synchro. Solo synchro.
I think you can make this happen.
Number three.
I want to take you in this next story to Nowata County, Oklahoma, where I'm told the wind comes sweeping down the plain. Nowata looks to me, looking at the map here, like it's in northeast Oklahoma. The population of the town, 3,731. It's the county seat. Originally, the town was called Metz, named for its first postmaster, Fred Metzner. They would have stuck with that name. But they changed the name to... Nowata, which is, I guess, a play on a native Cherokee word for friendly or
what was the guy's
welcome.
Name?
His guy's name was Fred Metzner, so they named the town Metz.
Until they didn't. Fred, you're done.
We're not naming the town after you anymore, Fred.
You know why.
What happened? What have I done?
You know, Fred.
Man arrested after leading authorities there in Nowata County on a pursuit... and then hiding from the cops for hours in cow manure.
Mm-hmm.
They'll never find me in here. I'm just going
to... You know, this isn't so bad.
You think you have a crap job.
23-year-old Wolf October Berry. Arrested for eluding police. running a roadblock, possession of stolen property over $1,000, and possession of a firearm in a commission of a felony. The Nuwata County Sheriff's Office attempted to make a traffic stop for not wearing a seatbelt. And then things escalated quickly. He drove away and was pursued until he eventually crashed and ran away on foot. Stolen property was found in the truck that had been stolen from two residential burglaries in the area earlier in the week. Also found in the truck was a loaded 9mm semi-automatic pistol. He was arrested later in the day after he had been hiding in cow manure for several hours.
For 2 days longer than he needed to. But look at my skin. My complexion. It's glowing.
The Cherokee Nation tribal judge has set this guy's bond at $25,000.
Oh, no. I got the tribal judge.
It goes...
Now it's just getting sad.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Not ideal. They'll never find me in here. I can't be caught. They're not even going to look for me in this. I should be totally fine.
I could leave. I'm going to stay.
Well, we got to take you to jail. Jail? No.
No jail.
Another story of a guy who was pursued. This is not in Oklahoma, but the police dog found the guy hiding inside a bush.
That's not easy.
No. I would think that would rip you up, wouldn't it?
Oh, I would think bad.
Police dog found a man hiding in a bush following a police pursuit.
Actually in the bush.
Yeah. This is another guy who fled from his car when the cops were after him, and he was hiding in somebody's backyard and then just dove into the bush. And I guess would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for the police dog coming out and tipping people off that, hey, there's a person in the bush.
And you're going to go to jail too. No. 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 No jail.
I'm Dave.
You don't get to just talk your way out of it if you just basically just slowly.
Right.
Quietly.
Right. Just very calmly
denounce that that's not going to happen. That doesn't work.
We're placing you under arrest for eluding police.
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, he makes a good case here.
No police.
Okay. You're right. We're going to let you go.
Okay.
Okay.
No.
Gosh, I got Jedi mind tricked by a man hiding in a bush.
Uh-huh. He made a compelling argument.
Guy was up to his neck in cow manure, but he was so calm,
And his skin was radiant.
You should have seen him. It was like talking to a young Sophia Loren.
It's like he didn't even have pores. It's like...
Just a... perfect sheet of brass.
Like a ceramic doll.
Number four.
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 Robert Plant saying that they wanted him to be in Game of Thrones.
I did see that.
He said that he was offered a part in Game of Thrones, but he turned it down because, quote, I don't want to get typecast. That's pretty
it's
great.
Good stuff.
There were different musicians that showed up throughout the course.
Who ended up in it?
Well, I mean, at one point, Ed Sheeran shows up.
Okay.
And that kind of took me out of the show for a minute. It's like, what is he doing there?
You ridiculous man.
Of Monsters and Men were on the show. Coldplay, Mastodon, they were all on the show.
Really?
Yeah. But like in the background, you didn't really
notice. Yeah, like an extra.
Yeah, someone who had to say like, oh, those are the guys from Mastodon. Okay, that makes sense. But yeah, when Ed Sheeran's there with his red hair playing a tune, it's like, wait a minute. This doesn't make... Plant saying he doesn't want to get typecast. A lot of Zeppelin tunes are about sort of, you know, knights and ladies.
Yeah.
And wizards and rings and whatnot. He says, I started that stuff. Go back to Immigrant Song. He says, the role they offered, he would have got to ride his horse and lift his head in a regal manner. So we don't know what that means. There's going to be another Game of Thrones series after the one that starts in August, House of the Dragon, which is the prequel series that will be out on HBO on, I want to say August, is it August 11th? No, August 21st, Sunday, August 21st is when House of the Dragon will have its premiere.
Now, there was a, I don't know why this was trending this way, there was a picture of Robert Plant.
Yeah.
Did you see this? Hmm. It's from 1973. He's in concert.
Okay.
And he's holding a dove because a dove landed on his hand.
What?
Looks like he's got a bottle of whiskey in one hand, uh-huh. A microphone.
And he's just holding
He's got a cigarette and just...
The dove just, and this is
holding a dove.
Some massive concert.
Giant stadium.
Oh, wow.
Hey, check this out, man.
That's a pretty groovy photo, man.
It really is.
And the thing is, both the dove and Robert Plant seem very cool with it.
They do. They both kind of have the same expression.
If a bird like that just landed in my hand, yeah. I'd lose my mind.
Well, it would be like, well that's odd.
Right.
This is different, but for it to happen in front of, like, I don't know, 60,000 people?
Hey, everybody, this bird just landed.
Look at this bird just, how groovy am I? How groovy am I?
The bird was there for, like, 5 seconds.
Greatest 5 seconds ever.
The tour photographer says the dove landed on Robert's hand. Nobody else could have pulled it off without looking pretentious. Yeah, that'd be the thing too. You'd want to hold the dove in such a way where it's like, look at this dove, everybody. Right.
But he doesn't. It's just like, hi, dove.
The photographer of this dove picture with Robert Plant, with again, he's got a cig in one hand, yeah. A bottle of some sort of hooch in the other.
Right.
And this dove.
Well, he's got the hooch and the cigarette in one hand, yeah. He's
wearing a blouse that's opened up for some reason.
Got a blouse on.
Yeah. But it's nothing's buttoned. The photographer of this dove picture was Neil Preston. And he says, quote, as far as I know, I'm the only person ever to be Led Zeppelin's tour photographer. I was 22, and I knew a plum job when it landed on my lap.
Uh-huh. Just like that dove landing in Robert Plant's hand.
People often ask how wild it was, but I always say the same thing. If you're using wild as a metaphor for sex and drugs, then it was wilder, far wilder than when I went on the road with REO Speedwagon.
Okay. You don't have to be taking shots at KC. And Brewster.
He says, don't forget, I was hired to do a job. I wasn't there to sit around consuming unmentionables and have sex with everything in a skirt. Yeah. The dove picture
was
taken
job.
During a gig at Kaiser Stadium in San Francisco. There were two cages behind the amps on stage, each containing white doves.
Oh, okay. So they just didn't come out of nowhere.
To be honest... I think they were probably white pigeons, but we called them doves, so let's just stick with that. Anyway, Robert Plant's a real hippie at heart, so the idea was at the end of Stairway to Heaven, we'd release the doves, and they'd fly off into the air as an homage to peace and love.
I've gotcha.
But when the cages opened, the birds flew out, and one did a low pass over the audience, and then must have taken too deep a breath of San Francisco air. Remember... This is 1973, and there was a high chance of being dosed by somebody.
Okay.
It turned back to the stage, and Robert stuck out his hand. The dove landed on it purely by chance. This was not a trained bird. It was there for about 5 seconds, and I'm just glad it didn't land on Jimmy Page's hand, or something bad would have happened to that bird.
Oh, no! he's got quite a commentary on things. I hope that's not the case.
It was, by the way, if you're wondering what he's drinking here, it's a bottle of Newcastle Brown Ale.
Oh, just a beer.
Yeah, it's a beer. He says...
Okay, so it's not completely random.
No, it's not as random as you would have thought. Yeah. Robert, he says, was a country boy. No one could pull this off without looking pretentious. Robert was a country boy. He grew up around animals and has the look of someone who understands nature. Of course, he might have been thinking, how the hell did you end up on my hand? But I think there's more to it than that. It's a look of calm, understanding, yeah. and respect.
Yeah.
I was happy with it. You know what? If you're a professional photographer in my line of work, you can't get a great photo of Robert Plant. If you're a professional photographer in my line of work and you can't get a great photo of Robert Plant, you probably need to quit your job and go sell donuts.
And work for REO Speedwagon.
They were the worst. Boy, did I... They didn't...
There was
Zeppelin
no...
was wilder than REO Speedwagon. Is that what you want to hear? Because that's the truth, man.
Five.
Number five.
It's popsicle season. I have to imagine you're going through them at your place. You've been a pretty big advocate for popsicles for as long as I've known you.
True.
Favorite flavor for you is it still banana?
No, banana is not my favorite.
Okay. Got a box of popsicles not that long ago, and it was orange, cherry, and grape. But then when we opened up the box, there were no oranges in there.
Huh.
And it's not a complaint because that's the least favorite. It's like you have to put up with the orange to get the cherry and the grape. I don't know what kind of maniac is enjoying orange popsicles.
Well,
you ought to get locked up for having an opinion like that.
Well, then lock me up and...
You like orange popsicles?
Well, yeah.
Gross. What's the matter with you?
You don't like an orange?
Yes, I like an orange.
Well, it's like a frozen orange then, isn't it?
Mm. The most popular popsicle flavor. It's got to be cherry, right?
Cherry red?
Yes. That's Mr. Jimmy's favorite. There are different popsicle trends, apparently, and I was not aware of this.
Oh, yeah?
For instance, back-to-earth popsicles. Earth-friendly brands that are low-calorie and somehow good for the earth. There are designer popsicles. They're a big deal. This one, boozy popsicles are big, where you have a little bit of like a mojito popsicle or a...
Yeah?
A Miami Vice boozy popsicle. Snap spice coconut popsicles and luscious boozy popsicles with raspberries and mint. Interesting. The trick for boozy popsicles is the ratio of juice to liquor. You have to have 4 ounces of juice for every 1 ounce of liquor. Otherwise, it's just never going to freeze. The big popsicle everyone's talking about now, a summer treat they say that nobody asked for, ketchup pops.
No, false.
You wouldn't be interested in this.
Not down with that.
I find that fascinating because I don't know anyone who enjoys tomatoes popsicles as much as you do. And what is a popsicle but a frozen treat made out of a fruit? And what is a tomato if not a fruit? And why do we call them hamburgers? It's not chopped ham, it's a chopped steak. Little A1 steak sauce on it.
Yeah, see, I prefer a salty tomato, not a sweet tomato.
Interesting.
And what do you have in ketchup? Lots of sugar.
Food and Wine reporting here that the new frozen ketchup pops are a collaboration between the people at French's and an ice pop brand called Happy Pops. Does French's make ketchup as well as mustard? I feel like I have to say stay in your lane, French's.
Stay in your lane, Mr. French.
What are you doing? Like similar products, the recipe...
Who let you out of the kitchen?
The recipe combines sugar with fruit, although not a fruit that most people associate with dessert. According to French's, these popsicles pack a savory tomato flavor that is perfectly balanced with a hint of salty sweetness. You don't think there'd be enough salty in this for you to enjoy?
What's your stance on a root beer popsicle?
Oh, wow. You know, I feel like I've had them, and I feel like I've enjoyed them, and I feel like I would never pay money for one.
Well, I tell you what, if you expect someone to just hand you a root beer popsicle, if you think you're just going to stand on the corner downtown.
I mean, I don't think I've had one since the late 1970s. Are they available to purchase root beer popsicles? I don't know that I've ever seen that box.
I would not
say... And as
say,
a father, I tell you this. I'm intimately aware of what all the popsicle flavors are.
I don't
are
think
days.
They're as readily available as they used to be. I'll say that.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember having it not. I think my initial response was it was far better than I was expecting. Because let's be honest, what you're doing when you have a root beer popsicle, it looks like you're eating a piece of feces. It's like frozen feces
that's
on a stick.
That's called a fudgesicle.
Yeah, the color is off-putting. A fudgesicle, I have the same issue with. At least with a popsicle, if I have like one, if I've got a bomb pop, if I'm sitting on my front stoop having a bomb pop, nobody's driving by my house thinking, that guy's got problems. You know what I'm saying? Everyone knows that's a guy who knows how to have fun. Summertime.
But when it comes to root beer popsicles, what you remember as a child was the adults discussing it.
No, I just remember thinking,
It was something the adults talked about.
Is this the only thing we have is root beer popsicles? We don't have like real popsicles? Okay, well, in a pinch. They say if you want to make your own ketchup popsicles, here's what you do. 3 1/4 cups of tomato juice and 1/2 cup of ketchup.
No.
And then 2 teaspoons of hot sauce. Mix that all together, pour it into a popsicle mold, and freeze for 8 hours.
And call a doctor.
Really? You think it'd be that bad?
Call a psychiatrist.
I'm very surprised that you don't think this is a good idea. It's savory.
Listen,
it's cold.
I eat ketchup on something, like a burger. I'm not just going to sit there and just eat a bottle of ketchup. That's gross.
Well, it's most...
I'd rather eat a bottle of mustard.
I feel like you didn't listen to the recipe. 3 1/4 cups of tomato juice and 1/2 cup of ketchup.
I'd leave it there.
The ketchup and then the hot sauce for a little bit of kick.
You know what?
It's mostly tomato juice.
I might do tomato juice and hot sauce. I'm not adding the ketchup.
You don't think that would give it a nice little vinegary...
No.
No? I guess, you know, sometimes I feel like...
I like to throw a curveball.
I feel like when I present something here, I know exactly where it's going to go.
You don't. You don't.
And I just never do with you.
What's the first rule of lawyering?
Never ask a question that you don't know the answer to. You know you're not under oath here.
Oh, I'm not, huh?
No.
Or maybe that's exactly what I'm under.
I'm looking here. Caffeinated popsicles? Sangria popsicles?
That could go along with your caffeinated shampoo.
It could. I stopped buying that.
Did you? Why?
My hair doesn't need to be up all night. Riesling, floral Riesling ice pops are a thing. I guess popsicle has a jelly belly popsicle with a chewy jelly interior. No. No, that's a hard pass for me.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
That was Dave and Darren's top 5 things.
Not too shabby.
I thought it was, for the most part, pretty entertaining.
Rock a solid.
Until we get a chance to do another one for you. Hang loose, Coots.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop.
East Moline,
yeah, they keeping it hot.
We're cakes for nutches.
This isn't over until I say it's over.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.